Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on Velveeta. It's coming up in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
From the people who brought you Cowbell's greatest hits, Bob and Tom Records presents the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. You'll get Journey. Ooh, anytime. You'll get Cat Stevens and Wild World. Ooh, baby. You'll get Paul McCartney. Ooh. It's the Eagles. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. It's the Steve Miller Band. Peter Frampton. Oohs, ahs, and ohs. And the ohs are Martin Daredevils. The greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll, including whoever the hell this is. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. Act now and get Indianapolis Colts announcer Ted Marchabrota with the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Act now and get this extra special treat. Ted Marchabrota along with the Steve Miller Band.
Ooh.
Also a special appearance by Floyd the Barber from the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah.
Act now and get the original from the chick from the Lay's Bob and Tom album. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. Only from Bob and Tom Records.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
But right now, it's back to the news desk. Christy, what else is happening?
We have a guest.
Oh, we do? Oh, yeah. Cool. Very good. I'm sorry. Oh, there he is. Okay, very good. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. It's comedian Greg Warren with the Warren Report. Back at your house, you've got all the photographs of various famous Warrens right behind you.
Yeah. They're looking pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yes.
Not as good as you, though.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Christy.
Speaking of looking good, your podcast, I understand, had a guest in the form of Josh Arnold. Your special podcast not too long ago, is that correct?
Yeah, he was on the episode that's currently out. We discussed Bass Pro Shop. Josh had a lot of insight. Podcast called The Consumers. It's a great episode.
Thank you very much for having me, Greg. It was a lot of fun.
Yep, that'll be the last time for that.
Yeah, no, I figured, yeah.
Now, understandable.
A couple quick questions. Greg, you just made a tape, a video, a film, whatever you want to call it, of your recent performance in Columbus,
yeah,
Ohio.
I made a tape, Tom. Who am I talking to, Donnie Baker?
sorry. The video. You recorded the performance. When is that going to be out? Do we know?
It looks like early May, I think. I think May 2nd is the current target, but that's not official yet.
Have you had a chance to watch it?
No, I have not. I'm supposed to get the rough this week, actually.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are.
I saw your show in person. It was great, so I can't wait to see
Thanks.
It again.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah.
Now, on a weekly basis, typically we talk to you and you take a topic and do a deep dive. What's happening today?
Well, I want to talk about a very important topic this week, Tom, Velveeta cheese.
Mm. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. We were just talking about that last
week. Love the Velveeta.
Yeah.
A chick, you're a fan?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, when you were a boy, your mom read you the story, I guess, of the Velveeta teen rabbit. Velveeta teen rabbit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great book.
Is that a Kraft product?
I believe it is.
It is a Kraft product. It was not originally, Tom. There's a guy, he's sort of the central figure in this story, named Emil Fry. Now, Emil was somewhat of a cheese genius.
Really?
Yeah. He had invented a cheese called Liederkranz. Liederkranz was a United States version of Limburger.
Oh.
This sort of odoriferous cheese, and he did a nice job with Liederkranz. So he worked for this place called the Monroe Cheese Company up in New York, sort of in the Hudson Valley. And they had a location down in Pennsylvania that had a problem with some broken cheese wheels. Especially Swiss. It was, and they would, if the Swiss was damaged or was broken, they'd throw it away. Mm. And it was getting to be quite a bit of a wasted cheese. And they said, let's send it to Emil and see what he could do with it, you know? And I'm sure somebody was like, you think he can do anything with it? And like, I think he can make it a jet airplane out of it if he wanted. Do you know, Fry? Have you ever had Liederkranz? I mean, it's a dead ringer for Limburger. Even better.
He's a cheese genius is what you said.
He's a cheese genius. Yeah. So Emil sort of spent a lot of time at home.
You might say he was a cheese whiz.
Yes. Good, Josh. Very good. That's why they pay you.
That's right. Sitting right there.
No, he did a lot of sort of experimenting with the adding and subtracting different stuff to the broken cheese. And he had a breakthrough after about 2 years in 1918. And it was Velveeta. It had when cheese melts, as you know, the oil separates. It can be kind of messy. And what he did was sort of added the whey, W-H-E-Y, back into the Swiss. And he got that consistency right. And it was breakthrough, guys. It was huge.
Velveeta, though, real cheese?
Velveeta is not real cheese. Mm. At one time, back then, it did contain real cheese. It is not now, Tom. Oh. I mean, even in the 80s, I think their little jingle was Colby, Swiss, and cheddar blended all together or something like that. So there, I think back then there was real cheese in it.
I like their new jingle.
Yeah.
Whey protein, milk protein concentrate, milk fat and preservatives. It doesn't ring.
It's a classic rock thing. In a God of Velveeta, baby.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
don't
a very
you
good
know
one.
That I love fake
man,
cheese.
I bet you they are upset they left that on the table. That's outstanding.
Did you know that we had Velveeta was in the news because they did a hair dye. Not too long ago. Remember that, Christy?
They did hair dye. They did nail polish. Yeah, remember nail that? Polish.
Yeah. I do know the nail polish. That it smelled like cheese, right, Christy?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had the color of Velveeta and the smell. Ugh.
Yeah. The hair dye was just a couple years ago. And it says, this product is not a joke. It was written up in Food and Wine magazine. It was available. It was called Velveeta Gold. You could dye your hair.
Yeah. Yeah, the liquid gold or something. They were trying to do a Velveeta martini, too, that as I understand, did not work out so well.
Yeah, by the way, the Velveeta brand manager, Stephanie Vance, said they're trying to help fans live La Dolce Velveeta. You got to
love
that.
Yeah, I like it.
That's nice.
I like it. Don't take themselves too seriously.
That's great.
Do you guys know what whey is?
Like curds and whey,
Little Miss Muffet.
That's right, yeah. Muffet. Right. Muffet was probably the one that was most involved with whey.
Old Lady Muffet.
She paved the way, really.
Yeah,
yeah.
The way.
Wow. She's got a way about her.
Let me tell you something.
She's got a way.
If a spider sat down next to Emil Fry, he would not be fazed. Okay.
Yeah. No. No. There's nothing to be. Fry wouldn't be afraid at all.
No.
it was one of the first foods recommended by the AMA. American Medical Association. Yes.
That's
yes,
hilarious.
Christy.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you got to remember, this is in the, like, 1931. Yeah. And I think they were also saying cigarettes were
bad. Yeah, Velveeta, the best cheeks to have were crackers and cigarettes.
Prescribing cocaine back then.
Yeah, they said Velveeta had all the necessary nutritional value to build firm flesh.
Well, that's what you need. It's firm flesh.
Yes, you do. Yeah, Josh, your favorite R-rated comedy was Firm Flesh 5, right?
Wasn't that? Yes. Yeah. That's the one where they brought back Steve Guttenberg, and I thought it was one of the finest sequels.
How many hard bodies did they make?
I don't know.
Not enough, I can tell you that.
All right, I Googled Velveeta, Greg, and you're not going to believe what I stumbled on. This was from a year or two ago. Strippers at a Los Angeles strip club were trying to unionize, and one of the strippers in question uses the stage name Velveeta.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
How does that make you feel, Greg, that you call in with a report ready on Velveeta, and while you're doing decides he's going to Google Velveeta
and then read to us?
How does that feel, Greg?
Does that hurt? Does it annoy you?
I think it's fun that the strippers are joining the union. I wonder if it'll be SAG for the older strippers.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry, Greg. Continue to inform. I just thought that was interesting.
Did you wake up this morning just knowing you're going to try to find a way to get to that SAG joke, or did that happen organically?
No, I just Googled the word Velveeta.
To answer your question, Josh and Chick, it hurts a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
I can. I know exactly where you're living. Greg. Right.
Tell me more about Velveeta.
You're not paying attention.
What
are you Googling now, Tom?
Nothing.
You know, my favorite fact about Velveeta is all Velveeta during the processing, it is clear. And the color you see at the end product is they've added that color. It would taste the same were it clear or green or brown or whatever color you want to make it.
What is in it.
I don't care what it's
in it
either.
It makes the best macaroni and cheese, as Jeff Hooker will tell you.
It's so delicious.
It's so good.
A lot of people use it to make fudge, actually.
That's really interesting.
Fudge.
Yes. Yeah, fudge.
Do they make it around the corner?
I've never heard of cheese fudge.
That sounds horrible.
It is. And then in 1978, Velveeta shells and cheese was introduced. I think that's what you're talking about.
Wait a minute, Greg. Tom had a problem. No one heard what he said. What did you? Let's go back and.
No.
I heard it.
We all heard it. Around the corner.
What was it?
Around the corner.
Around the corner, fudge is made.
Right. Hey, Greg.
Just west of the lemonade.
Greg, did you know that in the early days of margarine, in some states,
he's doing margarine, Greg.
Oh, no, this is actually on topic. In some states, it would come with a powder because they weren't allowed to have it look like butter. The dairy lobby had prevented that, so it would come with a yellow powder, so you would mix the two together to make it look more like butter.
Well, how did Velveeta slip through then?
I'm curious as to how Velveeta got by with adding the color.
Well, it's an outstanding. They finally came out in I think it was 2002. The government said you cannot call it cheese spread. You have to call it cheese product. Which I kind of think with those things, they ought to be grandfathered in. You know, like they've been called cheese for all this time. Let them just call themselves cheese. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's on a shelf in the store. It's not even refrigerated.
It is shelf stable, Christy, is what we call that in the grocery business.
Is that what you call it?
Shelf stable.
I had
Hawaiian Punch, which was a shelf stable juice product. Sunny Delight at times was shelf stable. At times it wasn't.
I don't like the sound of games.
We played it fast and loose, Chick. We said it was 90 days shelf stable, and then we made one that's permanently shelf stable. But
oh boy,
yeah.
No, at my house, tricky. My mom would keep the Velveeta in the refrigerator,
Same here.
Maybe because it tastes better in a cracker when it's got that, that mouth feel with the chill.
Whoa, you were eating Velveeta with
a cracker?
Absolutely.
That's the worst way to eat Velveeta.
Why?
That's the way that they originally started doing it, Josh.
In my opinion, Velveeta's only for melting. Yeah. You don't eat that like a regular
cheese. No, I want to do an obscure question. I want to direct this to Chick McGee because I think he'll get the answer.
I have no comment. Oh, yes, go ahead.
Remember they used to do those Kraft commercials? And
with Ed Hurley.
That's my question. Who was the voice? The voiceover was Ed Hurley.
Ed Hurley.
He had that mellifluous.
I believe Kraft sponsored Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for quite some time, and he would have a special recipe.
Yeah, they'd always have these short recipes, and they usually ended up with, and then you top off your caviar with
Velveeta
cheese.
I'm sorry, you had something prepared, Greg? What?
I'm sorry.
You guys mentioned Kraft. Kraft bought it, actually, in 1927, and they sort of promoted it as sliced cheese for a long time. And then they came out with Kraft Singles, so they didn't want to compete with themselves, so they started pushing people to think of Velveeta as a dip. And then at one point in the early 2000s, people for a long time were combining Velveeta and Rotel.
That's a terrific dip, yeah.
Yep.
Tomatoes and chili, I guess. Tomatoes and chilies. And at one point when ConAgra bought Rotel, Kraft and ConAgra got together and started promoting it. You know, they officially like put them together in the grocery store and they made ads about it.
Smart.
I competed against these guys at ConAgra in a couple categories. I didn't care for them in some of their tactics.
Oh
yeah. They at one point acquired Hunt Wesson, which I went head to head with him and Peter Pan and Jif. I didn't like, yeah. And then they had Wesson Oil and I had Crisco and, you know, I don't want to tell tales. They tended to whore up the market, to be honest.
Oh, okay. All right.
Chick, they would just flood the stores with cheap oil that would, and the grocery, they would just get tricked into buying truckloads of Wesson at a low price, and it's just sitting there on display for probably a year and a half.
But you have to admit, Crisco did not have Wessonality.
No, it didn't.
Did it?
Lawrence Anderson, boy, she sold that.
Hmm.
Crisco was
better. What we had, Chick, was a good product is what we had.
Okay.
Yeah, what we had was a good product. We didn't need to discount down to 95 cents for a 48-ounce bottle. Right.
And you're still mad about it.
Crisco was far better on toast than Wesson Oil.
Crisco on toast.
And in the bedroom, right, John?
Yes.
Every house had a can of Crisco when we were growing up. Mm. Everybody.
Now, listen, guys, you're talking about Crisco shortening, which I also did sell, but Crisco had its own oil as well to compete against Wesson.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah.
Who was the big seller?
Crisco, we were market leader. That's why they had to play those games.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Josh. Thank you. Yeah,
well, it's time to wrap it up here, Greg. We certainly appreciate your
Tom has things to Google.
Tom, I'm sure you've been on the computer. Do you have a finale you found?
Yeah. Am I correct in saying that the Velveeta pre-sliced slices have to be refrigerated?
I think so, maybe.
Where you find them in the fridge.
They're in the, okay.
So but the cube thing.
The big cube thing?
Is, I find it in the Mexican aisle at our grocery store.
And they do make queso.
They do?
A block of queso, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, they do? Because that's effectively what people use it for, right?
Yeah.
And mac and cheese.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you very much.
I don't think I've ever eaten it, to be real honest with you guys. It doesn't appeal to me.
Well, sure. Yeah, you find out things like it's clear until it's added colors added. Yeah, you kind of go,
leave that alone.
I'm okay with that.
Thing. No, I am too. It makes the best grilled cheese and all that stuff.
Nachos.
Yeah, I grew up eating it. So thank you, Greg Warren. And we'll look forward to seeing your special. Have you named it yet?
I haven't.
And the producers made you name it that. And don't worry about it, Tom. That's the correct response.
Yeah, lay low.
When all else fails, lie, Greg.
Yes, okay.
Thank you, Greg.
On,
hang up the phone.
Yep.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.